If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
My friend Eric Zorn, the publisher of the Picayune Sentinel, will join us on stage tonight. Are you going to join us at Second City? Get your tickets for the taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight at Second City in Chicago. You can get tickets at WGNradio.com/rascals. Hi, Eric Zorn.
Hey, John. How are you?
Eric's also the publisher of the Picayune Sentinel, a weekly newsletter. Eric, tops on your list. You've talked about a couple of things, but one of them was you asked your readers, when servers and other tipped workers are making a normal minimum wage, and they will be over the course of 5 years, do you think you will tip less? What did you get on that?
I got a surprising result on this, which was that 63% of people said yes, they would tip less. And 37% said no. And this is out of 936 votes that I got on my online click poll. And of course, these online click polls are not scientific, and they reflect my readership, not necessarily the public at large. But I think I have a lot of diners, a lot of restaurant goers in my readership. And there's just this reaction people have. And, you know, the backstory here is that the fair wage people have decided that we don't want to have this tipped minimum in Chicago. That's this lower wage that is paid to tipped employees. And want to bring it up to the standard minimum wage. And the fear that of a lot of servers is that people will say, well, you know, I used to tip because I knew that you were making a lower wage. And so therefore, I'm going to give you the 20%, 25%, whatever that you usually tip. And that now they're going to say, well, because you're being paid better, I'm not in the position of having to make a living wage for you. Your employer is paying you that wage. And so I'm going to tip less. And so in the long run, it might come out for the worse for some of these servers. Now, experience in other places has shown that tipping does dip at first, and then it comes back up after they impose these, if they get rid of the tipped minimum wage. But I think this is perhaps ominous news for servers in town, which is if they think this is just going to be extra money on top of what they're already paid, they may be mistaken if basically two-thirds of people decide they're going to tip less.
If you work at Gene and Giorgetti's, we visited with the woman who, third generation there, who runs that restaurant, owns it. And she said many of her servers make six figures. Some of them make over $200,000 a year. So they don't need an extra $6 an hour. They want $200,000 a year. And if people go to, one of those $100 steak joints, of which we have many in town, and go, I don't need to tip much. I don't even need to tip at all. You're already getting paid. I don't know that people would think that going to an expensive steakhouse, but you could see how it would really impact people who do make a living, a good living, a middle class or plus living, waiting tables.
Yeah, I mean, it does sort of bring this conversation into, like, why is it that we are tipping so generously on these bills that are very high? I mean, when you're supporting a server, you're not thinking someone's making six figures, I think. A question that a reader posed to me this week, which is one that I've seen before, which is, whatever happened to the tipping percentage? It was 10% back in the 60s.
Really?
And then it came, yeah, that's what it used to be. I mean, if people will remember that. Some of your listeners, I'm sure, will remember.
Sure.
10% tip. And then it came to, then 15% was standard. And now 20% is pretty standard. I think during the pandemic, a lot of us increased that because we knew that these servers were in some ways frontline workers in a way. They were exposing themselves to COVID and so on. But why is it, given that everything else is going up, that 15% of a restaurant check is going to be, as the price of the check goes up, then the amount of the tip will go up.
As the price of the check goes up, I think that's the thing that we haven't felt and we don't know how we're going to react. Because I've thought, why do I care how much this person is making? And by the way, $16 an hour is $32,000 a year. If you were lucky enough to work full-time as a server and make $16 an hour, or in any previously tipped capacity, be you a haircutter or nail salon tech, you're only going to make $32,000 a year. That's below the national median income for an individual. So you're still below the line, right? Why do I care that with that minimum wage you're getting. If I give you a little extra money, you're going to have a little extra money. What? Why would I deny you that? And the only reason I would is if, wow, my $14 salad is now a $22 salad. I haven't seen that yet, though. I wonder if that's going to happen.
But, of course, you know, what about the person who bags your groceries at the grocery store? You don't tip them. They're not making that much money. The people who work the counter at McDonald's, you're not tipping them. I mean, the people at Starbucks have their little machine out for a tip. But we have this sort of tipflation thing going on, which is that so many other workers are wanting more money. And the question for me becomes, well, I mean, I and I'm not cheap about tipping, but I do feel like the employers are asking us to make up for what they don't want to pay. They don't want to charge you what it really costs them to run a restaurant. They want you to sort of volunteer, quote unquote, to pay their freight, and make sure that their servers are happy, make sure their servers are well enough paid.
So who should be picking up the difference here, right? Like you're saying that it shouldn't be us, and so the restaurant owners who I are almost uniform in their expression that their margins are slim.
I'm sure they are, but if they're charging like $15 for a burger, say, but they're expecting you to pay the server, you know, an extra $3 on top of that because they don't want to charge $18 for the burger so they could pay what it's actually costing. I mean, what it actually costs to keep that server employed, keeping them happy, keeping them there is $18, not $15. But they're just basically saying it's up to you to do that. And then they add on the search or the COVID surcharge, and sometimes they add on medical care, things like that. I mean, it's like just, I mean, in the ideal world, to my mind, the employer would put a fair price on food or whatever service, and then they would pay their employees. Well, they would pay their employees enough to keep them happy and keep them at a living wage or better, rather than asking us every time to, like, well, you've got to make up for it because these people aren't making, you know, they're making $32,000 a year or whatever the figure was there. They're saying, well, they should be making more than that, but it's up to you, John Williams, to pay that extra. Why is that?
I would not have this discussion on the check. I would not have this discussion on the menu or at a sign at the restaurant. I would say, welcome to our place. Here's a $19 hamburger. It used to be $18, and it's costing me, you know, I mean, I would sort of split the difference. I don't know what my scales of economy are, but I just would not have this conversation with the diners. You know, I if you're saying just bury the cost, I would do that. And then I would let people tip whatever they want. I would, certainly wouldn't discourage people from tipping. You're not doing that, are you, Eric?
No, not at all. I mean, the expectation is there that if you don't leave a generous tip, you're actually, you know, putting these people into a difficult situation. And I don't think we want that going on. But this sense that it is up to us as consumers to make up for what the employers are afraid to charge or don't want to charge. They want to hide that cost and pass it on to you in a way. They sort of guilt trip you into doing it. It's like those. And we've been to restaurants lately where there'll be a thing like, well, we have a 3% supply chain COVID charge, but if you want to, you can ask us to take it off the bill.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
like, who's going to do that? Who's going to be that person? You know, I mean, that's just not going to happen.
I'll take a COVID burger. I'm good. Just go ahead and sneeze on it. I don't care. I want to talk about the Menendez story. I think the question I'm going to ask you guys, the senator from New Jersey, who is charged with a whole host of things, and the evidence against him looks bad: cash, gold bars, Mercedes, no work or low work job for his wife, etc. What's your favorite part? Like, it's this thing is just so scandalous. It's almost fun. I know it's maybe consequential because the balance of the Senate hangs in the balance, but it's just the most ridiculous story I've heard in a long time. Would you agree with me on that?
I do, and I'm very disappointed in Democrats for the most part not calling for his resignation. I mean, it's really dismaying to me that this party that is up on its high horse a lot, and justifiably so, over the offenses of Donald Trump and his people, are suddenly going, well, innocent until proven guilty.
Yes,
and,
I know.
I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, and the thing is that New Jersey has a Democratic governor.
Yeah, you're going to get another one.
They'll get another Democrat, and maybe they'll get one who can get reelected. I think it's shameful and selfish. And, you know, he is innocent until proven guilty. That's true. But there is a lot of smoke here. And I would really like to see him go.
Lots of text messages here. During the pandemic, I definitely over-tipped. I knew people needed the money. I was happy to help out. The problem I'm having now is trying to go back to the pre-pandemic rate. If I cut back, doesn't that make me look cheap? 847, what happened to the original reason we tip? We tip or not tip based on the quality of service, not because we think or know the person is underpaid. I don't think I ever thought about the pay of the person. Well, I guess I did because I've always been a generous tipper. So I guess I was trying to be as generous to that person as I can. Monica Ingman, she was on the podcast last with us, the Mincing Rascals, said that the historic explanation for tipping is racist and sexist, that for Black Americans, they would work for a tip. Here's some money. I'll tip you, but I'm not going to pay you. That goes way back. I wasn't familiar with that history. And also some of the abuses that women would put up in the workplace. Well, at least we'll give you a tip. I never had that context in mind, but perhaps what we have today is some sort of vestige of that, huh?
Well, it certainly is, and there are also, you can talk to any number of women who've been servers, and they'll tell you that they grin and bear it a lot when people, male customers, make inappropriate remarks, inappropriate to even bordering on assault-style remarks, that they just have to, because they're depending so much on tips, they can't tell the guy to get lost. It changes the dynamic between the server and the diner in a way that especially female servers find very oppressive at times.
Go back and do your work. I'll see you up on stage at Second City tonight at 6. Thank you, Eric.
Can't wait, John. See you.
Eric Zorn. You can always subscribe to his Picayune Sentinel newsletter. Just email ericzorn@gmail.com.